Day 71, the war for Canaan, Joshua 10, 1 through 11, 23. The largest city near Israel's camp was Jerusalem. There the people worshiped idols, which are false gods. The king of Jerusalem joined with four nearby cities to destroy Gibeon. "They made peace with our enemy, Israel," he said. Soon the people of Gibeon heard this. They went to Joshua and said, "Come quickly and help us. Hurry before it's too late. The whole country is coming to kill us." Joshua moved swiftly. He called out his army. All night they marched up the mountains. Suddenly they came upon the five kings of Beth Horon. There they fought a great battle. The enemy panicked, and the Lord rained hailstones on their armies. Israel destroyed the armies of the five kings. Then Joshua turned north to fight the kings there. At the lake of Merom, he defeated the northern kings. There were six great marches and six battles in Israel's war for Canaan. Three were east of the Jordan River while Moses was alive. Joshua won the battles of Jericho, Beth Horon, and Merom west of the river. But many years passed before Israel won all the land. Here's the questions for your children, parents. What did the people of Jerusalem worship? And why did Jerusalem want to attack Gibeon? Hope you enjoyed today's lessons. Have a blessed day. Thank you.